राधामाधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधामाधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधामाधव कुंज बिहारी राधामाधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Raya Radha Rasa Bihari Radha Rasa Bihari Radhe Jaya Sita Ram Lakshmana Hanuman Sita Ram Lakshmana Hanuman Jaya Goranitai, 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 Jai Goranitai. Prabhupad, 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 Jai Prabhupad. Jai 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 Prabhupada 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 Jai Prabhupada
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Shtotar Shata Shri Shimad His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki, ISKCON BVT Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Stotara Shata Shri Shimad, His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Srila Prabhupada Ki, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, All Glories to Assembled Devotees, All Glories to Assembled Devotees, All Glories to Assembled Devotees, All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 26. King Puranjana goes to the forest to hunt. Text 22.
Paramonugraho dando Bhruteshu prabhunarpitaha Balona veda tattanvi Bandhu Krutyam Amarshanaha Paramonugraho Dando Bhruteshu Prabhunarpitaha Balona Veda Tattanvi
बन्धुर्कृत्यममर्षणः परमोऽनुग्रहो दण्डो भृत्तेषु प्रभुणार्पितः बालो न वेद तत्तन्वी बन्धुकृत्यममर्षणः. Matajis? Paramaha, Supreme. Anugrahaha, Mercy. Dandaha, Punishment. Bhrityeshu, upon the servants. Prabhuna, by the master. Arpitaha, awarded. Balaha, foolish. Na, does not. Veda, no. Tat, that. Tanvi, O slender maiden. Bandhukrutyam, the duty of a friend. Amarshanaha, angry. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear slender maiden, when a master chastises his servant, the servant should accept this as a great mercy. One who becomes angry must be very foolish not to know that such is the duty of his friend. Purport. It is said that when a foolish man is instructed in something very nice, he generally cannot accept it. Indeed, he actually becomes angry. Such anger is compared to the poison of a serpent. For when a serpent is fed milk and bananas, its poison actually increases. Instead of becoming merciful or sober, the serpent increases its poisonous venom when fed nice foodstuffs. Similarly, when a fool is instructed, he does not rectify himself, but actually becomes angry.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वतदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గోరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
హరే కృష్ణ. బిఫోర్ వి స్టార్ట్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు బెగ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సీనియర్ డివోటీ స్పెసిఫికలీ తత్వేద్ ప్రో సో దాట్ యూ కెన్ స్పీక్. టుడేస్ వర్స్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ఫర్దర్ డీలింగ్స్ బిట్వీన్ పురంజన్ అండ్ హిస్ క్వీన్ విచ్ ఈస్ నౌ very morose and quite angry on Puranjan because he had gone to the forest for hunting without taking permission. And all these verses from last 4-5 to next few verses, we find that King Puranjan is trying to appease the anger of his wife. So here he is telling that, my dear maiden, my dear wife, when a master is chastising his servant, the servant should accept his anger as a great mercy. So he is trying to tell her that don't be just mum, your neglect is breaking my heart, so please tell something, say some few angry words also, no problem. So your anger. జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధారాజ్ బిహారీజీకి జాయ్. సీతారాం లక్ష్మణ హనుమాన్ కి జాయ్. శశిగోనితాయికి జాయ్. సో హీస్ టెల్లింగ్ దట్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ చాస్టైజ్ మీ డోంట్ థింక్ దట్ ఐ విల్ బి యాంగ్రీ విత్ యూ, ఐ విల్ టేక్ ఇట్ యాజ్ అ గ్రేట్ బెనిడిక్షన్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద వే జనరలీ వీ కెన్ సీ దట్ వెన్ సమ్వన్ ఈజ్ neglect is considered one of the when anger goes to height, then neglect comes. When you are little bit angry, then you may say some bad words. If you are too angry, then you may slap him or beat him. But if you are too angry, then you just neglect him, you feel not worth even speaking to him. So Puranjan was very much in grief seeing the wife not speaking to him. So then he is pleading that at least you speak something, no problem, even if you speak harsh words, I'll take it very nicely. But Prabhupada gives purport that how the chastisement given to a foolish person is never taken seriously, rather he becomes angry. So this chastisement given to different people creates different emotions. If a chastisement is given to a foolish person, as Prabhupada says here, Prabhupada is giving example of a serpent. If you are giving serpent, here he says, when the serpent is fed with milk and bananas, similarly a foolish person is provided with good instructions for his own benefit, still that gives rise to the anger in such foolish person, as much as a serpent becomes very venomous after feeding the milk and banana. So another story also comes that how once when in a tree lot of sparrows were residing, and along with the sparrow few monkeys also were residing. So we can see that sparrows are always very busy, either they are busy in searching the grains, or they are very busy in building their own nest. So the sparrow always used to go around every day early in the morning. They used to get up, but they used to see that these monkeys, they are just roaming around, not doing anything. So the sparrow used to tell monkey that, my dear monkey, why you don't do something substantial? But monkey never heard. So then after a few months, when they saw that rainy season is supposed to start, so the sparrow started constructing the nest. And when sparrow started constructing nest, very busy, monkey were just roaming around from one branch to another, trying to take leaves and fruits and being happy. But when the actually raining start, that time all the sparrows, they had very nicely constructed their house. And when the rain started, they went inside the nest and they were very protected. And then they saw that this monkey, although we told him so many times, now he's shivering in cold and in rain. So they came out and they said, see, we told you so many times, do something. Now you see, you are suffering so much. So then monkey became so angry. He said, you are telling me like this? Then he went on removing all the nest from the tree. He destroyed all the nests. He said, I am also not staying, so you also should not stay. And then he removed everything. So this is the way a nice advice given to a foolish person, he cannot take it, rather he gives harm only. So that is a chastisement given to a foolish person. But in case of like here in Puranjan pastime, he is telling that no problem, you chastise me and I'll be very happy. So when the chastisement is given to a beloved person, then he becomes happy by hearing that chastisement, because he feels that that also is a sign of attachment, this kind of chastisement. So when chastisement given to a beloved person, that also is considered a sign of affection. But when this chastisement is taken by a spiritual seeker or a student in right perspective, then that can act as a great spiritual nourishing factor in the life of a devotee. Like when once Prabhupada was very angry on one of his disciples, and then he called him and he smashed him like left and right. And when Prabhupada gave a chastisement, it was not like ordinary way. It like used to crumble on the head like thunderbolt. You can't stand Prabhupada chastising. So when Prabhupada chastised him like that, that person became very morose, went, and then he was sorry. When after some time, devotees were coming to Prabhupada and asking so many things. But this devotee was feeling so guilty and so morose to come in front of Prabhupada. So then he asked his senior god brother, that he was not knowing that when Prabhupada has now chastised, what is to be done? Whether Prabhupada has rejected him, or whether he can again go back to Prabhupada and try to please him, or... So then he was so sad in his heart that I did such a wrong thing that Prabhupada has to chastise me. Then he sent one of his god brother and asking that. Then that devotee went and asked Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, when a spiritual master chastises someone, what should he feel? One should feel very sad. And then Prabhupada said that when spiritual master chastises someone, that is a great mercy. So when that devotee heard that, he was blissful. Then he went and he told Prabhu, you got the greatest mercy. that, you know, our dear spiritual master has chastised you. And he said that was great mercy. And then he became very happy. So, we can see that when the chastisement is given to a right person, specifically a student from a master, then when he gets that chastisement, that is considered like a nourishing factor. Because unless one is not chastised, there is no question of growth in his life. Because we see that from the life, you know, when we're, you know, child, we know that mother, father, they keep, you know, guiding and chastising, and then we come to the school, teacher are there, you know, for that purpose. And when we take initiation, guru is there to chastise the disciple. So we see that a person is always guided by such kind of correction, chastisement in his life. So when this kind of chastisement is not there, then one cannot advance, you know, properly in, you know, spiritual life also. Like we can see, when we come to Krishna consciousness early age, everyone is very happy and, you know, kind of encouraging. Even if we say, Prabhu, I have started 2 rounds chanting Hare Krishna, immediately one will get a, you know, pat on the back. Hare, very nice, very nice. 2 rounds, very nice. You know, continue, continue. And you will, just for chanting 2 rounds, you will get a rasagulla, you know, take this. This is very nice. And then he, you know, starts 4 rounds, 16 rounds. And then, if someone is chanting 16 rounds, and he says, Prabhu, today I chanted 2 rounds. Then he'll say, what about the other 14 rounds? You know, he'll be asked. Because now he has, you know, progressed in Krishna consciousness. Now he cannot just tell, you know, Prabhu, 2 rounds, I chanted. Give me my rasagulla. No, now the thing is different. Now you have to advance, and the reciprocation also will be different. So similarly, in our spiritual life also, like, we can see this, when the small child is there, mother is so worried always about that whether his stomach is nice, whether he is, you know, taking his food very nicely. So when the mother is taking a child on the lap, and she, you know, he passes stool, urine. So when the child passes stool, it is considered very nice, because mother feels that so nice, that his health is okay. You know, his, you know, all things are going nicely. He's digesting food and things like that. So that is very happy, you know, sign that, you know, child is very healthy. But even after becoming 20, 30 years old, if someone is just, you know, passing stool, that is not enough to please mother now. You know, you can't just be happy with, you know, having a good health. Now mother will ask, okay, do something substantial. You know, what is your grades in school? What is grade in, you know, college? Like that she will ask. So when someone is advancing, this kind of, you know, chastisement always guide a person on a proper, you know, way. Because this kind of, you know, chastisement, why this Puranjana is asking for? Because he is very fearful of the separation of this Puranjani, the queen. Now she is very fearful that I have done mistake, I don't want to be separated for ever from this, you know, beautiful wife. So then, because of that fear, he is now ready to do anything. You know, now you will find in next few verses, practically he massages her feet, glorifies her, that your teeth are so nice, and, you know, your, you know, talks are so nice, and then why you are morose? Like that, you know, we'll find in the future verses. So this fear of anything, that actually becomes the part of, you know, life in normal. Anything, whatever we, you know, do in material, you know, world, that is always dominated by fear. Whether it is the relationships, whether it is a occupation, whether it is taking care of our own body, taking care of our, you know, family, taking care of our own business, Anything is always guided by this, fear. Everyone is fearful of. That's why, this Govindadas says,
Bhajahure mana shinanda nandana abhaya charanaravindare.
That when we take shelter of abhaya charana, that is the lotus feet which awards fearlessness, then one life becomes very peaceful. So the whole life in the materialistic realm, that is always guided by fear. Like we can see all the industries, what they are flourishing on. Like student, why he studies? Because there is a fear that if you don't study, then he will fail. And then he will not get good job and things like that. Or a teacher, he also has to teach very nicely, because he is fearful any moment he can be thrown off from his job. Whether you are working in the company, you are fearful of recession. Whether you are owner of that firm, still you are fearful because market may go down at any time. Big nations are fearful. That's why they are spending so much money on just maintaining their army. Around 50% of their money just goes for purchasing different ammunition, different guns, and different things which are used in wars. Or we see nowadays so many hospitals coming up. Why? Because there is a fear that I may get some disease which may be fatal. So patient is always fearful. And now practically any industry you take, that is causes fear only. Like now there is so many nice pharmaceutical companies are coming, which are having the maximum margin, and they earn like anything. Why they are booming up? Again, same thing. Because people are fearful that they should not fall sick, and then it may be fatal. For that matter, even the cosmetic industries, they may show different things, like things for hair, things for lips, things for the body, to keep it nicely. But actually, people are more worried about they should not look bad than how they look nice. Like people, they always want that I should not be considered ugly. I should not be said that, okay, now this person is becoming old. So this is one of the very great fear. A person who is beautiful, he is always very fearful of becoming old and then rejected by the society. We have seen so many examples. So this kind of fear creates the whole atmosphere of material life. That everyone is fearful of something, some possession which will be lost. And that's why their whole life practically they goes in maintaining what they have, in the fear of losing it. So when we are talking about the chastisement accepted by our Puranjan, this chastisement even is given by the Lord himself, because he is the greatest chastiser of enemies. So, and we can see that whenever Krishna appears in this world, Krishna has this many functions to do. But then he says this function, that how this two functions you do, paritranaya sadhuna and vinashaya cha dushkrita. So Lord also chastises for the betterment of living entities. So when he is chastising, here is very nice conversation of Prabhupada, which I like to read. Here he says, God advents for two purposes. What are the two purposes? Paritranaya sadhuna, just to give relief and deliver the devotees. The devotees are always anxious to see God. So God comes down to give relief to the devotees, being present before them. Paritranaya sadhunam. Another, vinashaya cha dushkritam, to annihilate the demons. So there, for annihilating or for killing, you require weapon. Krishna has his weapon, Sudarshan Chakra. Lord Ramachandra has his weapon, bow and arrow. What is the weapon of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Prabhupada is asking. Sangopangastra Parshadam. His associates are his weapons. This is Astra. Because in the Kali Yuga, they are so fallen, even they are demons, they are third class, fourth class demons. Everyone laughs. So they need not be killed. They are already killed. Their mode of life, their atmosphere, they are always dead. Just like we see so many demons. So what is there to kill them? They are already killed. They have no life. So this killing process in Kali Yuga is to kill their demoniac propensities. And how to kill that demoniac propensities? By spreading Hare Krishna movement. This is Astra. Otherwise to kill them is not. By life it is not difficult. One slap is sufficient. You don't require other weapon. But the real Krishna comes to kill or to give protection. So Prabhupada is telling here that in Kali Yuga, demons are so insignificant, and he says they are practically dead already by the atmosphere. Like in, we'll never find Hiranyakashipu having diabetes or having a heart attack or, you know, trying some treatment or something. We never find like that. The demons were so powerful that time that they could even conquer the whole, you know, three worlds. Who can be that much powerful now? You know, everyone is just, you know, infested with so many different, you know, gems and so many diseases. Just he goes to the 25th, you know, 30 age, you know, then everyone start telling, you know, now you check up. Previously they used to check up when someone used to go 40. Then checkup used to be done every after 10 years like that. Nowadays in companies they recommend that checkup should start at 30 only. And then every 2 years you have to check up. You know, all the companies, all the IT companies, they do that. Because they know that the whole atmosphere is so polluted, the bodies are so fragile, that any time, you know, anything can happen. So the atmosphere itself is enough to kill, you know, demoniac people in this world. So you don't require even, you know, Krishna to come with his Sudarshan disc or Lord Ram to come with his bow and arrow to kill such kind of demons. So, but Prabhupada here, he says that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes here to kill the demons, when he sees the demons are already killed, then he says, okay, if they are already killed, I have to revive them. So the process is ulta. Previous ages, Lord used to come to kill the demons. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he sees demons are already killed. Everyone is practically dead spiritually. So then he comes to revive all these demoniac people to their original Krishna consciousness. And then Prabhupada says here that he comes along with his associates, Astra. And then he says here, but real Krishna comes to kill or to give protection because he is absolute. It is the same thing. If he is killing some demon, he is giving him protection. He stops his demoniac activities further to implicate himself in no more trouble. Therefore, when Krishna kills one demon, that means he saves him. He saves him. The absolute is absolute. Either he protects his devotees or kills the demon, the result is same. Therefore, he is called absolute. So in this age, Kali Yuga, to kill the demons means to stop their demoniac activities by the Astra, Kirtana Hari Sankirtan, which is spread by his associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. They are going door to door, country to country, city to city, and saving the demons from being implicated more and more in material existence. Therefore, this is Astra. Astra means the killing. So, this killing of demons used to be done by different shastras in previous ages. But now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes along with his associates and then he sends so many of his, you know, dear devotees like our beloved Srila Prabhupada, who also comes as a great general as it is, you know, predicted. But when this general comes, he doesn't have any, you know, Astra and Shastra in his hand. But he now writes Shastra. So that Shastra acts like Shastra in this age, cutting down all the illusions of this world. And then Prabhupada writes so much voluminously throughout his life to literate people about Krishna consciousness. Because practically everyone in this Kali Yuga is illiterate in terms of Krishna consciousness. People, they talk a lot about literacy. But what is the use of such literacy which doesn't allow us to have any knowledge about our own selves or our original creator? So when Prabhupada is writing such kind of literature, then he himself goes out and distribute that books. Like now the fever of marathon is increasing day by day. So we see that was Prabhupada's very strategy as a general they use in the battlefield. His strategy was go like a needle and then come out like a plow. So you very in small way insert inside the system and then you change the whole system and come out victorious like a big plow. So we can see that how a single old person going to the West and creating such a vast amount of whole civilization was shaken up. When the first Rath Yatra happened in London, then the heading came in the newspaper. The Hare Krishna startles London. So our movement is for that purpose only, to shake the whole society. So when all the devotees go with their book bags in the street, that is like, we are shaking the foundation itself of the whole society. So this kind of, and how it happens is, because small things becomes so huge. Like I was hearing one devotee, he was telling that one Mataji who was working in the company, she gave one small book of Prabhupada to read to another Mataji. So then that Mataji was very interested. She went through everything. Then she said, "Do you have any other books?" Then he gave some 2-3 more. Then every month or so she used to ask different books. And then after reading Prabhupada's small books, she said, "What is this Prabhupada, whoever is there, he always tells, from Bhagavad Gita it is, it said like this, Bhagavad Gita says like that. So can I get this Bhagavad Gita?" He said, "Okay." Then next day she got Bhagavad Gita, gave, and then she started reading Bhagavad Gita, very interested. Then after finishing Bhagavad Gita, she said, "In between there are sometimes, Bhagavatam says like this, Bhagavatam says like this. What is this Bhagavatam?" He said, "Bhagavatam is very huge." He said, "Okay, I'd like to see it." Then he gave one Bhagavatam, first canto, very huge. She felt that it will be too heavy stuff for her. So then she read. She said, "But this is, I think, incomplete, because Prabhupada says, in the 10th canto, 9th canto, what is this?" Then she said, "Okay, you come." And then she showed the whole Bhagavatam set. She said, "Okay, you give." Then the whole Bhagavatam was given to her. Then she started reading. After the reading of Bhagavatam, he said, "So many times Prabhupada talks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and things like that. So I'd like to read about him also." Then the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita set also went in the home. So we can see that even one book, when you give, it's not the end. That one book is like starting of the fire. That person becomes so interested that he takes whole information and he's ready to give himself completely for the sake of the mission. So that's what Prabhupada's books are. They go like a needle and they come out like a plow. Practically routing the whole illusions of that person's life. And the thing is, when we are distributing books, sometimes depending on the mercy of Krishna, depending on our own experience, we may do in different capacities. One may distribute 100 books per day. Someone may distribute 10 books per day.
But we can see that whatever amount of distribution we do, that is also so significant. Where one devotee was telling that he and one another devotee used to go for book distribution in the train. So then they used to take one bogie. You know, this devotee used to go in S3, then he used to go to S2, then he will go to S1, and you know, like that. They used to go. So whenever the next station used to come, they used to come out and they used to ask that this devotee used to ask. So how much I distributed? You know, 80 books. How much you distributed? He used to tell Prabhu, I just distributed 5-6 only. And then he used to feel sometimes very bad that, you know, this devotee is distributing in, you know, tens of books. I am just distributing, you know, very meager amount. So then he was telling that once, you know, he distributed, you know, book to one person, and then, you know, he talked with him, gave him a card. And then next Sunday, you know, Sunday feast, he saw the same person coming and sitting in the class. Then he went and he said, "Arey, you know, you have come all the way." So he was very happy that, you know, he gave the book and then this person has come just by seeing the card. And then that person started, you know, continually, you know, coming for the Sunday feast. And now, you know, he saw that how he's standing one round and 16 rounds. And recently that devotee got initiated also. So when he saw all this happening, he was so happy that how Krishna consciousness is not just, you know, how many books you distribute, but, you know, even one book you distribute, we can see that person gradually, you know, coming to Krishna's lotus feet. So, you know, just giving one book, that devotee was telling afterwards, his experience, that just by remembering that I gave that book in, you know, one compartment in the, you know, in the train, now I see the result. You know, here a devotee who is chanting 16 rounds and, you know, dedicated his life to Prabhupada. So then he was telling, then I get lot of encouragement. That okay, even if I give one book, that is okay. You know, that devotee's life can be saved. Because these books are like, always, you know, we talk about time bombs. You know, all the terrorists, they have these time bombs. They keep at some place and, you know, at one, you know, given time it explodes. But Prabhupada's books are, they just don't explode once. They just don't explode twice. They explode unlimited times. And for eternity they will keep exploding. You know, there is no such kind of, you know, time bomb available in this world which can keep exploding and again reviving back, again to ready for explosion. Once it's gone, it's gone. But Prabhupada books, like recently one devotee was telling that this devotee who is from Nashik, when he was walking on the road, he found that there was some carry bag kept. It was practically thrown only. So he opened, so there were one dhoti, one kurta, and one this Bhagavad Gita was there. Someone must have, you know, thrown or left or don't know what. So he took it, started reading, and then he liked it so much, he started, you know, chanting 16 rounds. But then he wanted to know more. Then he went back, saw the pages, saw the different centers. So he came to Juhu here and asked devotees about, you know, further, you know, things, how to advance. And he was in Nasik, so then he was told that, you know, nearby some center was there. So then he started going there. And now that devotee had started his own program where so many hundreds of people they come and they are benefited by, you know, Hare Krishna movement. So we can see that even such, you know, it's like something is given away by someone, that person was not even didn't even buy Bhagavad Gita. It was just occurred to him at one point of time. But at that, you know, instance also was so significant, you know, a great change in his life, that not only now he is taking care of his own life, but he is, you know, giving life to others also. So that is how the mercy of Srila Prabhupada is. Because these books are so valuable. Like recently, last time I was, you know, going to one, you know, that table, book table. So one devotee used to announce that these are priceless gift. You know, we also have this matchless gift. He used to say it's worthless, more than 1 crore. But we are just, you know, taking the price of the packing. You know, inside material we are not charging you. If we charge, it will be too much. So the inside material is free. Only we are charging for the packing. You know, it's like so wonderful. And it's like you go in the market and you want to purchase some fridge or something. So fridge is free inside. Only packing some 80 rupees or something they charge. How many people will go and buy it? And there will be long rush. You know. So here also we are doing the same thing. You know, the material what we are having in Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, that is priceless. Because this, you know, recently we had gone for Ujjain, so this devotee from Revati Raman Prabhu, who is temple president of Tirupati, he was telling this, his own experience, that one day after giving Bhagavatam class, when he was talking about chanting of the holy name, how it can solve all the problems of life. One lady came after the program. He said, "My dear sir, what you said in the Bhagavatam class, is that really it happens that just when you chant Hare Krishna, all the problems are solved?" He said, yes, why not? Then he said, "I have this, you know, great problem." She said, "Last 15 years I am running around from one door to pillar for solving this problem." He said, "What is the problem?" She said, "You look at this boy." That boy was around, you know, 20 years. He said, when this boy was 5 years old, this happened 15 years back, she was trying to tell, that they had gone for taking darshan of one temple. She was there, this boy was there, and husband was there, and some 2-3 other Matajis were there surrounding. So they went, took darshan, they came down, and they were so tired, they took out their lunch, started making plates and other things. Then the husband saw that there is pond nearby. And this husband was always very eager to go and take bath in the pond, river, this, that. He liked swimming very much. So he said, "My dear wife, I'll just come in 5 minutes. Just take a quick bath and come." So she said, "Okay, no problem. You can go and come. We're here." So then she made the plate. And then she heard that this husband was screaming. She was screaming, "Save, save." And the wife was, she said to husband, from there only she shouted, "Don't joke, you know, you come back. You know, we have, you know, already made a plate." Because this husband has that, you know, some people they keep joking. So whenever husband used to go in some river or something, he used to shout, you know, "Come, come, come, I'm drowning, drowning." So this time also she felt that, okay, he's shouting like that. So she said, "You know, just forget, you come early." But after 10 minutes, they saw that shout is increasing more and more. Then they felt something very, you know, fishy. Then all they ran, then they saw that husband was already, you know, drowning. And this husband was crying tears. And he was shouting on his lungs that, "Help, help." He said, "What is the problem?" He said, "Someone is sucking me from down." And then they could understand that was a pit, you know, quicksand, that, you know, daldal. Then you go and, you know, you go inside only. So then they were not knowing what to do. Everyone started shouting and crying. So this lady took out, her sari and, you know, throw inside. But this person was not able to catch him. He was so inside. Then they took another sari. They tied it and, you know, put it. But it was not, you know, reaching. And all the time this person was so, you know, fearful of going and drowning. He was shouting, you know, tears in his eyes. And in front of everyone's eyes, they saw that person dipping slowly, slowly, slowly up to his nose, up to his eyes, and then it went down. So when that lady saw that, she was practically dead. You know, she just fell down there only. And she said, after that instance, whenever I sleep at night, whenever I close my eye, the picture of my husband comes to my, you know, eyes, that he's shouting for help. And I'm not able to help him. And he said, for last 15 years, I have not slept even for a day. I have tried all medicines. I have tried all, you know, sadhus and babas. And she said, practically all my family, they say that I am mad only. So, do you have anything to help me? And then Revati Raman Prabhu was very happy. She said, yes, we have. Then she, you know, he gave him, you know, chanting beads. one to him, one to her son. He said, you go inside the temple and chant. And after 1 hour, they came back with blissful, you know, they said, she said that throughout my last 15 years, I never found such kind of, you know, stress relieving experience. I'm so happy. And she was so happy. She said, what can I do for you? He said, whatever you can do, whatever you can want to help. He said, okay. She took out the check, signed, and she asked, so Prabhu, how much I should write here? He said, whatever you like. And then she kept it blank, gave to him. He said, you write anything. But she said, I'm not so rich, you can write up to 2 lakh. So Revathanaman Prabhu took the pen and wrote 2 lakh rupees. You know? So then Revathanaman Prabhu was telling afterwards that how Hare Krishna is not so cheap. You know, see, this lady was willing to give him whatever amount she had just for chanting Hare Krishna. So what we have got by Prabhupada's mercy, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, that is priceless. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan. And that's what we are distributing to the people at very low price. Just packing price we are taking. You know, going them and telling that you just pay for the packing at least. You know, printing price. So, when we are going like that, Prabhupada will be so happy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda will be so happy that we are becoming an instrument in the reviving all these dead people of this world. So, thank you very much for patient hearing. I think it's already time has passed. So, we will take questions. Srila Prabhupada ki. श्रीमद् भगवद गीता की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन मैराथन की